One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A joyous welcome to all of you. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as this year an expanded presence on iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. So the great news for you is that you can access even more places this year. What hasn't shifted at all is that this is the place where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And as we get underway today, can I ask you something? How much fun are you having as a caregiver? Whether that's to aging parents or relatives, a significant other, perhaps friends or neighbors or colleagues, or even those we might call dependents. Now, out of the gate, some of you may be wondering if I've lost my marbles, especially after all the effort I've gone to in portraying how unequivocally grueling the elder care chapter of life can be. Please do rest assured that I have not changed my tune since writing my first book in this arena, Coping with Uncopable Parents, Loving Action for Elder Care. We just have to go to a few of the select questions in there to know that I haven't shifted my perspective, because you relate to the phrase of uncopable or stubborn aging parents if you're completely spent physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually on the heels of interacting with them. And that actually doesn't matter if it's hours or minutes, or perhaps you feel as though you risk at any moment to lose all your accumulated knowledge, wisdom, experience, and skill because they manage for the millionth time to destroy your capability due to their attitudes, beliefs, or actions. And let's not even talk about how you grind down your teeth to the roots while clamping down on what you'd really wish to say with all of your might. And that's just in one phone call. So nothing has really changed there. What I am posing today is whether it might be possible to see the lighter side of caregiving, and how this attitude can positively impact our health, whether that again be physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. I know that the loving action, the L there, is for laughter, and it's all about reframing our perspective. Like the father, I will never forget this story from a colleague where dad managed to call 911 from his hospital bed. Now think about this for a minute. And he actually managed to get paramedics to his side because he was annoyed at being in the hospital and he was demanding to be released. I'm telling you something, years later, that man got more service in that one phone call than he probably did during his entire hospital stay. I don't know, but I just find it hilarious. And later on, we're going to return to a couple of short exercises that we can do from my coaching practice in that regard. But for now, we have today the privilege of two guests, like two for the price of one. And we want to make sure that we give them plenty of airtime. So I will share a little something from their background right now to give you a preview. And then we'll also do a fuller intro after that. Now, Sheila Collins, she has referred to herself as a dancing social worker for over 40 years. Isn't that a great term right there? And she says about herself that she brings the perspective of a dancer and theater artist to her work as not just a social worker, but also a professor, clinic director, keynote speaker, and organizational consultant, because she writes, speaks, and advocates in these ways for the power of play, dance, and the expressive arts to help us make it through life's toughest challenges. And personally, I can think of not one that is more tough than elder care, or at least maybe that was just me who experienced that way. And Sheila, I know she's listening with her colleague. You will laugh silently to yourself when I drew today from my favorite Doreen Virtue angel deck card. One of the three was called playfulness. Isn't that hilarious? So I am sure that that's the energy the three of us are going to bring today. And of course, we also have with us Christine Gautreau. And she's a life coach for caregivers who are burnt out and ready to take back their own life so that it can become delightful once again. Christine herself holds a bachelor's and master's degree in social work and is dedicated to the pursuit of play, joy, art, and social justice. Christine's superpowers, which don't you also just love that term, superpowers, include connecting people, helping folks manifest their dreams, standing up against injustice, and using art to make a difference in the world. Christine has a professional experience with successful grant writing, community organizing, and social media marketing. And I have really actually appreciated both Sheila and Christine greatly for their enthusiasm behind the scenes to help get ready for today. Ladies, you have been just wonderful about promoting the show, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Why we have called today a playbook for burnt out caregivers is, of course, based on Sheila's and Christine's co-authored book called Still Point, a caregiver's playbook to find ease and to take a deep breath and reclaim joy. Doesn't that rather say it all? And so I know we're going to have a stellar show with you today. If I may quote from one of your press kits, I think it might have been yours, Sheila, but don't quote me for sure. Either way, the stat is accurate because I pulled it, that 16.6% of Americans, which is 39.8 million people in the U.S., are informal caregivers, taking care of an ill or disabled family member. And how we've talked about here plenty, which that put me in mind of, about caregivers being subject to serious issues of long-term disease like heart, diabetes, cancer, and more. And that was as recently true as last week when we chatted with a medical intuitive and homeopathic doctor. So I know that both of you are going to be able to say plenty about how play and other areas in which you both specialize can help to reduce that severe set of stressors that really become long-term disease. We don't want that to happen for any of us. So, as I say, when we return from a short pause, I can't wait to introduce Sheila Collins and Christine Gautreau further. Right now, I just want to again renew my welcome. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Do you battle with weight loss? There is a solution. Founder of Weight No More Consulting, Deborah Simons, can help you lose weight safely and effectively through weight loss surgery. I know. I had the surgery 2 years ago, and I am 135 pounds lighter and medication-free. This full-service weight loss center caters to your every need as you navigate to a healthy weight following surgery. Servicing all of Canada, Weight No More Consulting takes pride in its compassionate care and guides you through each step before and after surgery. Starting with informational meetings, Weight No More Consulting educates each potential client before they decide to have surgery on the health risks of obesity and the various weight loss surgeries available. After surgery, Weight No More Consulting provides a solid support system with ongoing meetings to ensure continued success. Deborah Simons and Weight No More Consulting are committed to promoting your health and wellness through maintaining a healthy weight for life.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And near the top of the hour, I asked how much fun you're having as a caregiver. Now I'll ask you how burned out you feel on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is, of course, high. For those of you who answered anything more than a 1, what if we were able to shift that number by the end of our guest's time with us? I personally am confident that we can, and I started to introduce Sheila K. Collins and Christine Gautreau and gave you a lot about their background. So is there more to say? Oh, yes, you bet. Because also, Sheila delivered an engaging 2016 TEDx talk called When Death Threatens. And in there, she demonstrates the challenge and the gifts of being a caregiver to a loved one who is dealing with death-defying illness. Sheila holds an MSW from Wayne State University School of Social Work and a PhD from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She currently consults with organizations and individuals, helping them to tell their stories in transforming ways. She even directs, which is just so fascinating to me, an improvisational interplay troupe, Wing and a Prayer Pittsburgh Players. Her blog, Dancing with Everything, appears on her website, SheilaKCollins.com. We'll remind you of that website as we go along today. And of course, there's Christine Gautreau, who currently also uses performance art, movement, poetry, storytelling, and interplay to address issues of oppression with women who are incarcerated, with also people living with severe and persistent mental illness and homelessness. She also works with activists and artists to maintain balance and self-care during these intense times that we find ourselves living. And their shared book, Still Point, was written originally to help social work students with their self-care and a recent revision as a response to the proliferation of caregiving responsibilities, especially in women's lives. So I think you can see why I'm so excited to have both my guests on. So Sheila and Christine, welcome to the Conscious Caregiver Show, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
It's great
to be
here.
Thank you so much for having
you. Yes,
perfect.
Thank you.
And there's lots to talk about. So let's get right into it and start by you telling us even a little more about how you came to be doing this fascinating work in the world that you are.
Well, the book that you mentioned, which is in, this is the second edition, I did that book, 20 some years ago. And I did it because I was supervising students who were going into caregiving situations in the healthcare system. And I felt that we were not giving them any tools to take care of themselves. So they would come back, maybe they were helpful to their patients, but they were just done in. So I began to look at all of the things that I knew about from my theater training, you know, and storytelling and movement and even singing. So ways to use what we call the birthright practices so that you can keep yourself in a good place. And so anyway, when the book came out, I was presenting at a social work conference, and that's where Christine came into my life. So you got to tell that part, Christine.
I love that part of our origin story. So we were at a National Association of Social Workers meeting, and, you know, some of those breakout sessions can just be real snoozers. And I was an undergrad at the time, and I went to the session by this woman, Sheila K. Collins, and she was talking about how do we take care of ourselves, what are techniques, and she was so embodied when she gave her presentation, and she was in her body, and you could tell, like, she wasn't just talking about the easy stuff, she was talking about the hard stuff, and how do we do it, how do we do this walk authentically, and being present with ourselves and others. And she so impressed me. I stood in line. She hates this part of the story, but I stood in line, and at that time I was putting myself through college. So I made the decision to buy her book. And at that time, it was a week's worth of groceries. And I was so impressed by her. I stood in line, bought the book, had her sign it, and I thought, I'll never see her again, because she lived 3 hours or 4 hours away from the conference, as did I, in different directions. But you know the way the universe works. It wasn't but a couple of weeks later, and I got invited to a women's group it was a group of women that met to come into retreat for self-care and for also learning tools and skills to deal with what was going on in the world. And lo and behold, who was there but Sheila Collins. And we have retreated together and been friends and now co-authors for over 20 years. We have been hanging out and doing this work together.
Well, you are certainly the embodiment of a dynamic duo. And as much as we prepare behind the scenes, I always learn something further from my guests, because I know everybody has their own backstory and journey. So let's just build on that, because I totally get, and I'm sure everybody listening is too, how you started to write Still Point for the social workers themselves. Man, if I had a dollar for every single time that term self-care came up in the work that I'm doing these days, I would be rich indeed. Of course, that would be a U.S. dollar as opposed to a Canadian dollar, but that's a side shoot. For right now, I'm sure along the way, both of you have found some aspects that have been challenging in all of this. So maybe we'll start to talk about that a little bit now before we take our next pause.
Yes. Well, I think one of the, you mentioned self-care. I think when I first wrote the book, I think it was very interpreted like, oh, well, you're just being selfish. And I think as caregivers, we are afraid we're being selfish and not understanding the sort of interconnectedness to all of it. And also, I think that if we are really going to accept the challenge, we have to really recognize that we can't be there for someone else if we're not at our best.
Mm-hmm. So well said, Sheila, already, because you know yourselves how often people confuse self-care with being selfish. And that is one of the biggest misnomers in this whole field of people, especially who are about being of service in the world.
I totally agree with that. We were talking with a friend and colleague this week, actually, who is buying the book and sending it to her her niece. And she was talking about who the people in her life who she's caregiving call her selfish when she takes time for herself. And studies and statistics show us that caregivers are at risk for their own health issues and actually at risk for dying quicker than the people they take care of if they don't
precisely
and take care of themselves.
Precisely, Christine. Hold that thought for half a moment, because we're here on The Conscious Caregiver and coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com. Or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
For over 50 years, Evelyn Stapula has been a loving advocate for people with disabilities throughout the state of Pennsylvania. President and founder of Big Heart Bridges, her organization actively campaigns for legislation and support of civil liberties that meet the needs of disabled individuals with housing, transportation, and employment. Ms. Stapula has joined forces with a variety of esteemed organizations that advocate for the disabled. She serves on the board of the United Cerebral Palsy of Pittsburgh and the Governor's Cabinet and Advisory Committee for People with Disabilities, and she is a consultant for the Pennsylvania Governor's Conference for Women. Her many efforts have led to the implementation of a transportation program for the disabled with the Access Paratransit System of Allegheny County. Evelyn Stapula strives daily to serve the interests of the disabled, to protect their freedoms, and enable them to live normal public lifestyles. To learn more, please call 412-491-2605 or email Evelyn at ers92645@verizon.net.
So thrilled you're with us today. We are coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We have on with us today Sheila K. Collins and Christine Gautreau, and our topic about a caregiver's playbook based on their book, Still Point, A Caregiver's Playbook to Find Ease and to Take a Deep Breath and Reclaim Joy. Already, we have shared about these two wonderful guests' unique backgrounds that combine social work with artistic endeavors. And Christine was making a very important point that I want to pick up with around a friend who was viewed by her friends as being selfish if she took time for self, and how important it is to do so to avoid the awful statistics about caregivers who pass away earlier than the folks for whom they provide care. So can you just say a little bit more about that? Because I know I stopped you a little bit mid-sentence there, Christine.
No worries. I think we covered, you know, the big part is the danger that, you know, caregiving can be a dangerous profession. And part of that is because if you're not taking care of yourself, including sleep and exercise and other things that we know to be good for us, your health can go down. And we know people that this has happened to. It may have happened to ourselves at one point or another. So, you know, just really not taking it for granted and not putting yourself at the very bottom of the pile, because that can become dangerous. And then that does you a service to the person you're caregiving.
This discussion is helping me remember, sometimes you just don't realize. I remember when my younger sister was taking care of my father and then also his wife. And one of the things I think about in terms of mindsets is this is not a solo occupation, taking care of an elder of any kind. And so the fact that my family was able to kind of, we sort of had a team approach. And so one of the sisters would come by every morning to help get Dad ready for the day. And then she would come back in the evening to help support the sister who was actually living there. And years later, we found out, my sister that was living there found out that she had actually had a heart attack during that time. And what happened when she went to the doctors, they said, you have had a heart attack at some point, but when they looked at her screens. And then she remembered having an incident that she had this horrible pain in her chest. And she just kind of took a breath, and I don't know, but she just kind of kept going. So that was such a dramatic story. She didn't die from that heart attack, but she actually had it during the time that she was doing the caregiving.
Boy, is that ever, a real cautionary tale that you share with all of us, Sheila. Goodness gracious. And so yeah. I think this makes the point already about what we really need to watch for as caregivers dedicated to making a difference for those with whom we provide care. And you, the three of us, know how important is mindset and attitude, whether it's professionally for the social workers or personally as human beings, in how we can, find some ease and peace and grace or something like that during and after this chapter of life. So what can you share with us about attitudes and mindsets that you have found helpful?
I can start with this one, Carol Ann. I was watching your video with Jack Canfield, and it made me laugh because as you were talking about your dad, it just really, you could have been describing my father. So my dad was also he was a public school teacher. His dad was a truck driver. So we have that in common in our lineage. And he's already told me he's going to be ornery and stubborn. And he's going to fight me tooth and nail when I come to get his keys. Like, he stated this in advance, like 20 years in advance. And one of the things I always use is humor. I love laughing about things that are just silly. Like, like him calling and telling me, hey, when you come to take my keys, I'm going to give you a really hard time. Like, Dad, like, is this an issue at the moment? Right? So I really, what you were talking about in that interview about patience and about laughter and about, we in Interplay use a tool called incremental steps. And you were talking about that with Jack Canfield about, introducing things slowly, like taking incremental steps. And I think the same can be said for our self-care routines. And like, we may not be able to get in an hour of self-care a day. Wouldn't that be joyous? But, we may be able to get in a minute or 5 minutes, and to have some of those tools in our back pocket, so when we do have a moment, we know what to do.
Mm-hmm. So important. And Christine, the Serenity Prayer, God grant me the courage, blah, 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 comes to mind when you talk. You have my empathy with your father. At least he has warned you. So, but really important.
Well, I went down the gauntlet.
I have known Christine many years, and I can tell you that she is one of the people that is the most skilled at dealing with difficult people. In fact, when I'm in a situation, I think to myself, what would Christine do with this situation? And we tease about it all the time. She's had a lot of practice in dealing with difficult people. But I think one of the things I want to mention in our book, I identified five skills. So one of the things people think self-care is like, go to the spa or get your nails done, which is great, you know, if you can do it. But that's not really what we mean. When we're talking about, there are actually skills that you can learn. And of course, one of them is what we call partnership power and being able to reach out for help. Sometimes we can get very much like a martyr, you know, here I am and I'm doing all this and nobody appreciates it. And, you know, that's not very attractive or fun. So, one of the things when my aunt was, she would get real squirrely and difficult, but she was wonderful when there was company. So we would invite somebody to come over, you know, for a few, because she would come up to her full, enjoyable personality, and we would all feel better about the day and everything. So there are these, I don't say tricks, but there are these skills that we can practice, and they're helpful for a lot of situations, but especially in caring for elders.
So Sheila, thank you very much for mentioning the skills. We're just going to, folks, take a wee pause here, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
French Rastafarian baker Chef Hugues Mott is a fourth-generation baker and has worked in 11 countries across three continents. Born in Mulhouse, France, he began apprenticing in his father's bakery at age 12 and has devoted his life to learning cultures of the world from inside kitchens across the globe. He also teaches traditional French baking by hosting demonstrations and classes, and his passion for baking is reflected in his delicious confections. With a deep respect for discipline and his Rastafarian way of life, Chef Hugues Mott exemplifies commitment to tradition and culture in a global world. Traveling extensively and combining a myriad of flavors into his recipes, Chef Hugues Mott brings a unique approach to baking. To read more about the French Rastafarian baker, visit www.frenchchefhugues.com. That's H-U-G-U-E-S. Bon appetit and bless up.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, JobsAnnex.com is your resource for career-minded people. JobsAnnex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. Jobs Annex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. Jobs Annex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At Jobs Annex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at JobsAnnex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. JobsAnnex.com. That's JobsAnnex.com.
So thanks for joining us today, everyone. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. And we're speaking today, delightfully, with social workers and co-authors, as well as artists, performers, and advocates, Christine Gautreau and Sheila K. Collins. And just before the break, Sheila, you were starting to share with us some skills that feature prominently in your co-authored book, Stillpoint, A Caregiver's Playbook, to find ease and to take a deep breath and reclaim joy. I know you have a few more skills that would be important for our caregiver listeners to know about, so take it away.
Well, you actually mentioned one when you mentioned the serenity prayer, because, you know, there are things we cannot change, and we can. So one of the skills is really being able to surrender and let go, so that we're not continuing to press ourselves and other people into something that is not going to happen. You know, it's not. That's one of them. Another one, I think, is to stay in choice, we call it. So sometimes we recognize the kindest answer is to say no. just simply no. That is a complete sentence to say no. So we're always trying to explain ourselves and all that. But really, you know, sometimes the kindest thing is to say no. And also to allow other people to be in choice. I just had an interesting experience with a family member where the place was a mess and we had to do something about it. And helping them because they don't trip on things in their own place. And we brought the six-year-old in. So if you have a six-year-old on hand, that's really good because she played the little tidy house game. And so we would look at something and we would say, okay, what about this? And then if you don't need it, then you want to give it away. And so she explained that to her elder grandfather. And it was so cute because then he could say, well, no, I don't want that. But then he started telling stories about it, about these objects. Oh, yeah, that was when I was in the Army. And so she's learning all this stuff about her grandfather. So that's something I'm recommending, storytelling and six-year-olds.
isn't it hilarious, really, because I studied to be a teacher, like my dad, you know, duh, but I didn't actually go into the educational system. And it's occurring to me very recently that these young, smart kids, like the six-year-old, can be very helpful during the elder care chapter. So I think that's an outside of the box solution that folks don't think about. In fact, a lingering regret for me is that I did not obtain more stories from my mom. My dad was vocal, so I've got those, but I wished in hindsight we would have insisted for my mom to share more. So those are good ones. And building right on from skills and attitudes and mindsets, what other, you know, strategies or actions, call them what you'd like, Christine and Sheila, would you want to recommend for our audience today to get through this chapter with greater ease and grace and joy?
One of the things that we both do when working with our clients and organizations is not to undervalue the power of our breath and taking a deep breath. And in our work, we use a modality called interplay. And in that system, we take a deep breath and we let it out with a focused sound. And so a lot of times it can be a sigh. Like we can, in fact, why don't we do that together? Like everybody just take a deep breath and let it out with a sound. Yeah, and sometimes in the moment that you may only have a second or a moment, and that right there can let so much stress out of your body. And another one of my favorites is taking a deep breath and letting it out with a sigh and a shake. Because, you know, when we get tense or we get stressed out or we are anxious or worried, we hold that in our bodies. And that is part of what can help make us sick. So it's important to let that go, to let it pass through our bodies. So for me, I know taking a deep breath and shaking it out reminds me to kind of keep loose and, you know, keep going in the moment, especially when it's a really tough moment. So those are just like in the moment, what you can do if you have 30 seconds to get through a tough situation.
Well, and the great thing about that, Christine, too, is that it keeps you in your own body. You know, we get so out of our own bodies helping other people or doing all these projects or my to-do list, and there's nobody home. There's nobody home inside of us.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, one of my other favorites, and Sheila, you and I, we believe in this one. Like, we believe in dance breaks. Like, putting on a piece of music for a minute or 2 minutes and moving your body, whether it's just swaying back and forth or just going for it. I use that one with clients a lot. Finding a piece of music that brings you joy. And often with elder care, you know, music studies show that's one of the ways that you can reach folks that may be otherwise unreachable. So that is something that you can do in a caregiving role when you're with somebody. Put on a piece of music.
And you might need a sign in your kitchen. You might need a sign in your kitchen like I have in my kitchen. And it says, in this kitchen, we dance.
And both of you, you know what I love about what you're suggesting here? Because caregivers, I think, have another myth, and that is, well, if I don't have 6 hours for my self-care today, then I have 0 hours. And the breath, like right. You said, 30 seconds. Okay, who cannot take 30 seconds, to be quite honest, even if you are in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? And so I think you can multitask that way. And also, I want to say, Sheila, does reggae count, like, for the caregiver themselves?
Reggae, yeah, that's extra. That's, you get extra points for reggae. Oh. Yeah.
But, you know, it's really important that both of you are sharing things that are easy and quick to do, so that people actually make a difference in their physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health as caregivers. I so appreciate you and hope that those who are listening today are already making even one connection and more to what Christine and Sheila are sharing. Now we're time for another little pause, so hang tight, everyone. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. You know, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Intergenerational programming is uniting America due to the tireless efforts of Dr. Ramona Frischman. Retired from the Miami-Dade County Public School System, Dr. Frischman continues to develop intergenerational learning programs aimed to improve the lives of children, young adults, and seniors through unique strategies and public policy in order to establish a mutually supportive agenda. She views intergenerational programs as a resource for policymakers and the general public on economic, social, and personal initiatives that govern our society. Her work bridges the generational gap, providing many individuals the opportunity to explore areas of common ground and celebrate each other's diversity. Contact Ramona Frischman at ramonalong@aol.com or visit www.gu.org to learn more about intergenerational programming.
Thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and according us so much of your valuable time. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and today we have the pleasure of social workers and co-authors, as well as artists, performers, and advocates, Christine Gautreaux and Sheila K. Collins, and already they've been sharing so much with us about mindsets and skills and easy to implement ones at that, that can absolutely help us get through life's toughest challenges. Most recently, we were just saying about the power of dance, the breath, just taking a moment to release. And Christine, you were talking about those latter items. And funny enough, one of my other angel cards today is surrender and release. Go figure. That one is a life lesson for Carol Ann, so don't even go there. Rather, let's just pick up with what we have learned about ourselves along the way, because I'm sure you have gained personal insights about both of you that might be helpful for people listening in today. So go to it.
Well, when I think about what I've learned, it's more what I have become or who I have become. So there's an African saying, I am because you are. I am because you are. And I am who I am because of taking care of my son when he was dealing with AIDS, taking care of my daughter when she was dealing with breast cancer, taking care of a dear friend as she was preparing to cross. So these as awful, we talk about the negatives, but the positives of the journey with being in a journey with someone, I can't say enough about it. I would be a totally different person if I hadn't had these experiences.
You know what, Sheila, you also remind us of an award-winning book that you authored called Warrior Mother, Fierce Love,
yes.
Unbearable Loss, and the Rituals That Heal, and how you tell of your journeys in there with two of your three children, adult children, and this best friend who you saw through life-threatening illnesses and, you know, and deaths in some cases, and the rituals that really helped your family to heal. So thank you for that message about becoming or being.
Yes, and that is a powerful book, Carol Ann. I recommend it to you and all your listeners. It is powerful. This is Christine saying that. What I've learned about myself through this process is that it can be done with joy and laughter. And that can be a challenge when you're in a crisis situation or just coming out of a surgery or right after, you know, when you're in intense caregiving. And it makes me think of this summer. I was with my mom, and she had had a full knee replacement, and I was in the caregiving role. And I looked up one day, and I thought, oh, wow, when brushing your teeth feels like a luxury, you got to take a deep breath and do a little more self-care. So I've learned I have to step outside every day and connect with Mother Earth and really connect with Sheila and I both belong to a prayer web of people we've retreated with for 20 years, and I have to connect with them. Whether that's by standing outside and taking a deep breath and sending my thoughts and prayers out. But I have to have that connection, and I've learned that about myself. But doing it with joy and laughter and dance and love, can be so yummy.
Mm-hmm. So important, isn't it? Because, you know, in today's, I guess, technology-based world, it can be really easy to stay attached to our computers and our other devices and stuff and never set a foot outdoors. So it's almost like a conscious act in that, isn't
right.
it? Yeah.
Well, Sheila and I, especially going through the process of writing this book together and our work together, we have a very, we should just have it on our computers. We have a saying we say to each other often, and that is, step away from the computer.
Step away from the screen.
Boy, ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth,
and that's
right?
That's another piece of it, right? That's another piece of it, is having people in your life and support systems that remind you of how to do this. Because there are times that we're in the muck and we're in the middle of it and we can't see it. Even though we teach it or we, you know, it's what we do for a living. When you're in the midst of an intense caregiving situation, you need somebody else, that partnership power to be able to say, hey, step away for a moment and go take a deep breath. Or can I come over and do this for you while you go out and do something else? So really that, if you have that blessing in your life of somebody else, allowing yourself that help, even if it's just for a moment, it's important.
It is, to recognize, I'll be saying in the wrap-up part a little bit further about that, but you're very synchronistic, Christine, about the types of folks that caregivers would be encouraged to surround themselves by, because we earlier said it, that this is not a solo enterprise. I know. Without my own friends, that was a cadre of an inner circle that I think they really got me through, which remains an unequivocally stressful chapter of my life. And Sheila K. Collins and Christine Gautreau, you have both been so wonderful today about sharing such practical wisdom and fun-based and light-based opportunities for us. So I don't want to fail. You're not going anywhere yet, but I don't want to fail to ask you this question. For those who are intrigued, and I'm pretty sure there's more than one person listening right now who is, where can we find out more about both of you?
Well, I have a website, and it's my name, Sheila K. Collins, SheilaKCollins.com. And Christine has a website.
I do, and that's my name, which is ChristineGautreau.com. So
I'm going to let you find that on social media because I know you're posting it, Carolyn, because if I take the time to spell it, we'll go over.
Also, our book is available through our websites and also at Amazon, and you can order it on Amazon. It's Still Point.
Absolutely.
Just say the title again just so that people have it. Yes. Still Point.
A self-care playbook for caregivers to find ease and time to breathe and reclaim joy. And it has short little things in it. You don't have to read the whole book. It's really a comprehensive kind of resource book.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So you've got several presences, SheilaKCollins.com, I believe it was, Sheila?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And ChristineGautreau.com, and I will post that as well. So both of you, you've been such a delight. Hang tight. We're just going to take that last pause, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. And I'm, of course, your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
There are artists, and then there's Alice Asmar. This award-winning artist has spent her entire life devoted to her artistic pursuits and has had a lifelong fascination with American Indians of the southwestern United States. Her book, Dance to the Great Spirit, showcases her drawings and paintings inspired by sacred rituals of the Pueblo Indians, and four of her lithographs are in permanent collection at the National Museum of American History and the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. She is one of four artists in the United States to win a Woolley Fellowship for study in Paris at L'École des Beaux-Arts and has been featured in numerous publications. She's exhibited at the world's most prestigious museums and galleries and recently won a 20-year service award from the Burbank City Council and the inaugural art competition of the Foundation of the United States in Paris.
Visit www.asmarart.com, www.aliceasmarinternational.com, and email Alice at aliceasmar@aol.com.
If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration, plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Well, folks, doesn't that last guest segment always go quickly? We are on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes, and I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, with the Conscious Caregiver Show. And we've had on with us today Sheila K. Collins and Christine Gautreau. They are social workers and co-authors of a book called Still Point, which is really a way for caregivers to find ease and take a deep breath and reclaim joy into their lives. And they have offered us a host of easy and important suggestions that include music, dance, play, lightness, laughter, along with other skills to cope with what can otherwise be one of life's toughest challenges, namely caregiving. So I'm on air to say first, before we preview next week, thank you to both Sheila and Christine for bringing so much to the table today. It has honestly been my joy to have you both on. And so in these last few moments together, there are a few things to mention. Number one is, what's next week going to be all about? And it's kind of like the theme of navigating massive life transitions, elder care and otherwise. and we are going to learn why. By her own definition, my guest is a poster child for transition and change. And don't you find that an intriguing thing? Yeah, I know. Because while I was readying with her, I know just how true her claim is, but I'm not going to steal all of her thunder. What I will say is that her fiercely independent and proud mom is not an uncopable parent, as I term it. Still, that does not mean, and take this in, that she doesn't encounter multiple personal stressors as a result of having her mother live with her and her husband. And in fact, she works with women who are coming back from difficult personal challenges, often in the sandwich generation, you know, between their own growing families and aging parents or otherwise. And she would be the first to agree that elder care definitely fits into that bucket. So she teaches her clients how to become what she calls stress resilient. And personally, I look forward to learning a thing or two myself in that regard. Can't we always have more tools in our kits? So Monday this past week was for us a holiday we call Family Day in many parts of Canada, and I know it was President's Day in the U.S. And for me, friends are always the family that we choose for ourselves. So building on a point that Christine was making, I think, or it may have been Sheila, who talked about how important it is to surround ourselves by types of people that can support us during elder care, I'd point you to my blog at copingwithuncopableparents.com. You can get there through carolannhamilton.com. And there are three types of folks: the organizer, the doer, and the emotional champion that anybody in this chapter of life really ought to be surrounded by. So while you're there, you can check out Coping with Uncopable Parents, Loving Action for Elder Care, and by dovetail with Sheila and Christine about L for Laughter and how important that is as a key to success. Always, you can find missed programs and go to my archives at boldbravemedia.com under shows. And we're in both the self-help and health categories as the conscious caregiver. Either way, I invite, I think, as my last encouragement for today, what is one thing that you're going to take away, and how can you have more fun with caregiving? You've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Caroline Hamilton, and this is The Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Caroline Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice. Right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Caroline Hamilton.
Been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
At Freshco, we let our low prices do the talking. So until Wednesday, 454-gram packs of Barilla Pasta are just 88 cents. That's over half off. So hurry in for this deal and more. Freshco, lowering food prices. See flyer or freshco.com for details.
One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.